Okay, let me just tell you what I'm talking about this morning as we continue the Christmas season. Did you guys enjoy the Christmas with the kids last week? And then Pastor Kevin did a wonderful job. So this morning, I'm just talking about with the Christmas season. I had the guys do the sermon bumper that had to do with what the world calls the Christmas spirit, what they call the Christmas season, the hustle and the bustle. And I love all of that. I mean, I love that we got Christmas lights, thanks to Travis. Travis, who's Pastor Jen's husband. We got Christmas lights. And just by the way, our lights look better than anybody on the whole street, by the way. You know, and I walk out. I think I'm the only black guy on our street. But anyway, I walk out, and then they look at the Christmas lights, and they're like, he don't belong there. But the truth is, I love all of it. I love the Christmas season. I love shopping. I love all the different things. My wife said something beautiful to me yesterday. We were coming home from the outreach, and I said, honey, what did I say? I said, I've given you all my money. I said, I've given all of it to you. I said, but I don't have anything. I don't have any money to get you anything for Christmas. And she said something so wonderful to me. She goes, honey, we're old. She goes, if we want something for Christmas, we can just buy it. I was like, oh, my gosh, you look so beautiful to me right now. You want something for Christmas? We were just coming out of the Beretta store when she said it, too. I'm like, let's go back. Let's go back in. Let's go back in the Beretta store. That was me. That was me. I was there. I love all of it. But what the world calls the spirit of Christmas is not the same as what the Word of God calls the spirit of Christmas. Because you cannot have Christmas without Jesus, and you really can't have Jesus without the Holy Spirit revealing Jesus to you. Amen. Somebody said, well, Pastor Chris, listen, Christmas is about Jesus. Yes, Christmas is absolutely about Jesus, but it is the Spirit of God that reveals Jesus to us. I mean, you can't even be a son without the Spirit of God. You can't be a daughter without the Spirit of God. You can't know the love of God without the Spirit of God. You can't know forgiveness without the Holy Spirit of God. You cannot celebrate Christmas. Some people like to celebrate Christmas. You can't like the world, but to really know the meaning of Christmas, you really need to know the Spirit of God. Who is he? Who is the Spirit of God? What in the beginning has the Spirit of God have to do with everything that we have? I'm telling you, the Spirit of God was in the details from the beginning. In the beginning, when there was chaos and void and darkness, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the deep. Ever since the beginning, even before it spoke, he hovered over the face of the deep. Then God said, let there be light. And so it goes in. The Spirit of God hovers. He continues to be involved in the details. And so that's why it's important. Turn in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, which you've heard before. We read it. And it says this. Verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful. Anybody need a wonderful God this morning? Anybody know him as wonderful this morning? Know him as wonderful. His name should be called Wonderful Counselor. Used to we'd read that so fast, we call it Wonderful Counselor. But I want to tell you this morning, look at me. He's both. He's wonderful, and he's Wonderful Counselor. Amen? You can't find a counselor like the Holy Spirit. You can't find a counselor like God. Amen? So Jesus, talking about Jesus, he's saying, look, mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Do you hear that? The increase of his government. You know, we're trying to talk about government, and we say these things about government and trying to get big government. There is no bigger government than Jesus. Can I just tell you that? And so we need to stop worrying about the government, because the government is upon his shoulders. And look at somebody and say, he's got some big shoulders. He got some big shoulders. He does. And the government's on his shoulders. So you can quit worrying about it. I mean, if you're looking to someone to save this country, we need to look unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. You hear what I'm saying? So the government's on his shoulder, and his name, he's the government on his shoulder. And everlasting Father, his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And I love that, because it is his zeal that will perform it. Amen. his zeal. Now turn over to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, guys, and then we're going to go to John 15. John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17 says this. We're in the Word today, and we're reading out of the New King James Version. And so here's what it says. The Bible talks about it, says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. He'll give you another helper. Anybody need some help this morning? Help. I need someone. Anyway, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. So how does the world able, if they can't receive the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit that comes with the Spirit of truth, how are they going to receive? Now remember, I want you to hear this. Remember, how are they going to receive Jesus without the Spirit of truth? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So how do you receive Jesus without the Holy, you know what I'm saying? This, they're in time together. The Holy Spirit is the one who reveals Jesus. They can't, the world can't receive it. So what you see is not, it's just people running, they run around, yes, and I like the lights and all the different things of the season, but it has everything to do with Jesus. And so people are missing out on the true reason of why we celebrate this Christmas season. So you cannot receive the world. The world can't receive it because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. You know him. And I'm not talking about know of him. You know him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody asked me the other day, do I know, because they saw a picture of me and Trump on Facebook. He's like, you got to meet him. Like, yep, got to meet him. Don't know him. You know what I'm saying? Something about meeting somebody, an acquaintance, and then somebody knowing somebody. You hear what I'm saying? You can know of somebody, but really knowing him, he's like, but you know him. Why is that? For he dwells with you and will be in you. Jesus, he just said, he will be in you. The Holy Spirit comes in you and causes you to know. Because his job description, the Holy Spirit's job description, is to reveal Jesus to us. You want no peace? You can't have peace like the world has. They talk about peace. It's a different kind of peace. Amen? When they say peace on earth and goodwill toward men, they're talking about the fact that they think man is good. Man is inherently evil. And the heart above all else is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? That's scripture, by the way. So how do you get the peace that it's talking about? The peace that the Word of God says that surpasses all understanding, to rule and guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. How do you get that peace? The Holy Spirit reveals that peace to us. And that peace comes from Jesus. It can only come from Jesus. That peace they're talking about, that where it says it rule your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, that's an athletic term, by the way. If you can look it up, an athletic term like an umpire. An umpire that says you're safe or you're out when you're sliding into home or sliding into third. That rule is an athletic term. And I'm telling you, anybody who's in Jesus is safe. How do you know that? Because the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous can run into him and be safe. But the world says you're out. I say you're safe. But everybody else is saying I'm out and that I don't belong and I don't have to. I'm saying you're safe in Jesus because the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals it. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? He reveals that to us and he tells us he's our helper. He's our counselor. And so here's what I want to tell you, and it's just so important. Let's turn. I'm going to skip over that one, guys. Go to John chapter 16. I'm going to get to what I'm sharing with you, and then we're going to go on. John chapter 16. We're going to start verse 1. It says, "These things I've spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think he offers God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father, nor me." Now remember, the only way you're going to be able to know that is through Jesus. And the Spirit who comes in through salvation causes them to be able to see Jesus. "But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you." Here's what he says. "But now," "but now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they do not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged, and I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Isn't that good news? It's like, I'm going away, but I'm telling you, when the Spirit of truth has come, I can't tell you some things right now, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on, this is his job description, he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me. And his job description, the Holy Spirit's job description, is to glorify Jesus. Did we just read that? To glorify, it's what he does. He's going to convict the world of sin and of judgment. The ruler has come. He said, but he's not going to speak of his own authority. Even Jesus, when he said he didn't come in his own accord, but he's going to speak of his own authority. He will glorify me. He will take what is mine and declare it to you. And all things that the Father has are mine, because I have said that he will take care of mine and declare it to you. Now look for it just for a minute. Here's what I'm saying. The job description of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus. The Holy Spirit of Christmas calls us to be able to see Jesus. When you see Jesus, everything changes. Here's what he's telling his disciples. He said, there's some things I want to tell you, but I can't tell you right now. I can't tell you right now because, number one, I'm with you. But number two, the reason why I got to go is because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit won't come. And then in Acts, it says you're going to be endued with power, but it also says that he's going to reveal those things to you. And because Jesus is the truth, he says the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into all things that pertains to Jesus. Isn't that good news? Everything that you need to know about life, because you've been given everything that pertains to life and godliness. You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You have the mind of Christ. He's given you everything. He said, but when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to reveal everything that you need to know about Jesus, including this Christmas season. Everything you need to know. Amen? Amen. I was having lunch with Luke the other day. This is his last day. He was working at Shields. His last day at, and he wanted me to come have lunch with him. And I'm sitting there with him. And I just, you've been here almost 2 years. And you've not given me one discount at all since I've been here. Coming here all the time looking for stuff, looking for you, can't find anything. He's leaving Shields. We were gotten in a conversation, we were talking about some things. And one of the things I thought was pretty funny is that he reminds me of myself so much. It's like looking in a mirror. Because when I was that age, I thought I knew everything. Anybody else? Raise your hand. Come on. Somebody raise your hand. You thought you knew. Some of y'all ain't raising your hand, y'all. Y'all not in the Christmas season. Y'all not in Christmas spirit. You ain't raising your hand. Y'all know y'all thought y'all knew everything. I thought I did. So Vanessa and I find ourselves walking around the house because they think parents are stupid. They think we're dumb. So Vanessa and I call. We walk around the house and we say, honey, you forgot. You're so stupid. We say this in front of the kids. We don't know anything. I go, I know. We don't. How are we even existing? We do this in front of the kids. So they know. I don't know how we live. How could we even find out how to pick up a fork and eat? I don't even know. We're just so crazy. And so one of the things is Luke is talking about certain things or whatever. And I just said, Luke, I said, that's not going to work. He goes, I'm telling you, Dad, it's going to work. I go, it's not going to work. And he's just like, watch. And I'm just like, I know it's not going to work. And so one of those things is I can sit there and argue with him and go, it's not going to work, son. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. Or I can just sit back and let him get the revelation himself. Now, some of y'all are laughing, but you know what I'm talking about. Either this is going to be good or this is going to be good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. And you're laughing, but the Holy Spirit says the same thing. You can either get the revelation of who Jesus is by the Spirit of God, or he can sit back and be like, you're going to get the revelation of who Jesus is. You hear what I'm saying? The reason why I'm laughing is because every knee is going to bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so you're going to get the revelation now, you'll get the revelation later, but he is Lord. You don't make him Lord, he already is Lord. Listen, the government can't make him Lord, he's already Lord. These organizations, things that are going on, all these different things going on, that people trying to, listen, he is Lord. I want to tell you right now, if you're listening and you can hear it with your spiritual ears, listen, he is Lord over your life. Amen. You submit to him, he's Lord. He's Lord over this church. Oh, wait a minute, he's Lord over Carrollton. Wait a minute, he's Lord over Texas. Wait, you know what? He's Lord over the United States, and he is Lord over all this world because he is God and God alone. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's no middle of the way. There's no, do you, my truth, your truth, whatever truth is, he is the truth. It's like, but what's true for me may not be true for you. I'm telling you, Jesus is Lord. That's truth. And he is the truth. Amen? So he reveals, he's our teacher. He teaches us. He's our comforter. How many of you have needed the comfort of the Holy Spirit? I need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, the things I don't understand. We've had a month, man, of loved ones, people we love, and I'm like, Lord, I need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Dudley, a guy who is in leadership here, one of the things that he said this week, which I think I'll never forget it as long as I'm alive, and he was talking about the fact that he goes, as a pastor, Chris, he goes, there's sometimes you got to put your pen down and you got to put your paper down and you got to lean back in the sovereignty of the arms of Jesus and realize you don't know anything, but he knows everything and he has everything under control. Hey, you can put you write down all your journal, all the stuff. Lord, why? What is going on? Why are you doing this? Whatever. Hey, you can put it down and just lean back in his sovereign arms and know that he loves you. Amen. Some of you need that today. You know what I'm saying? And so the truth is, it's the Holy Spirit. He designed. So here's what I want to tell you. This is what I want you to get today. He said, it's to your advantage that I go away. So I wanted to, so listen to this. The advantage helps us to understand the advent. The advantage, which is the Holy Spirit, helps us to get to advent, which is Jesus Christ, talking about Christmas. He helps us to get to advent. And the Holy Spirit is the one who helps us to get into, to realize that we're sons. Because if you would have told me years ago when I was, you know, younger, how do you know you're going to heaven? I'd be like, I'm going to tell you right now, and I can do it just like they would in Arkansas. I can tell you right now, one fateful night on a Thursday night, Bible study, that preacher got up there, and he said him a message, and I got convicted by the Holy Spirit. I came down, and I said a prayer. And when I said that prayer, there were tears running down my face. And I knew something had happened. That's how I know I got saved. What else? The next night, he preached a good message, and it was really good. And I'm telling you what, by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, I came down to the front and gave my life to the Lord. Then what? The next night, you ain't gonna believe this. The next night, I came down, he preached a good message, and I'm telling you, I prayed a prayer, and I gave my life to the Lord, and I was like, thank you, Jesus! And I went back to my seat, and I knew I was changed. The very next night. That's what I would have told you. But if you would ask me now, I would say that I have the spirit of adoption on the inside of me, and my spirit bears witness with his spirit, that bears witness with my spirit, that bears witness with his spirit, that I'm a child of God. And if I'm a child of God, then I'm a joint heir with Christ. And if I'm a joint heir with Christ, I can have everything that he says I can have. If I can have everything that he says I can have, you can too. And it's the power of the Holy Spirit that works in us to do the things that God has called us to do, to be who he's called us to be, to do the work of the kingdom of God, simply because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of me. And guess what? It's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead that lives in me and quickens my mortal body. The same one, not a different one. I got the same Spirit. So the reason why you can get up out of that place is because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of me. The reason why you can come out of depression is because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of me. The reason why you can be victorious is because the victorious one lives on the inside of me. The reason why you can go out and do the things that God has called you to do is because the one who is able to do exceedingly, and he could have stopped there, but he said abundantly. He could have stopped there, but he said above all that you could ask or think. Why? According to the power of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. That's the reason why. We can. It's the Spirit. Same one. Same Spirit. So he's the one. It's like, now you got to talk about Jesus. We have, you receive Jesus, the Spirit of God comes in. Is it true? Do we believe that? Listen, we're going to make sure we're on the same page. You receive Jesus, the Spirit of God comes in. Here's the thing. I want more. I got to decrease so that he can increase. That means less of me and more of him. And the Holy Spirit gives gifts. excuse me, and you have to, one of the things that if I'm not careful, we begin to think that the Holy Spirit is there just to give gifts just for me. And it's not just for you. They're for the body of Christ. Right? Is that true? So he causes us the advantage, the Holy Spirit causes us to realize the advent, which has to do with Jesus and Christmas, to help us to walk in the adventure that God has you on in this next year. To walk out, to live out what Christ is doing in you. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of things to come. So here's what I'm saying. Realizing that that the Holy Spirit, here's what I'm going to say, because I'm about to end here, and I believe the Holy Spirit wants to do some ministry. I can feel his presence. But here's the deal. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, and a lot of people just like, Holy Spirit, I do want you to come and fill my life, but I only want you to do it to this extent. You can come, but I want you to come in the way that I want you to come. Holy Spirit, I want you to come. But here's what I want to tell you. You got to let go of all of your preconceived ideas about the Holy Spirit. I'm not just talking about that. Everything that you've seen in the past, be like, but I've seen some stuff, because I've seen some stuff. I came out of the Assembly of God, Baptist, Kojic. Man, I was a spiritual mutt. I literally been there. I mean, and then my wife came out of the Catholic Church, and I went to one of them services, and I was just like, man, we've seen it all. I love the body of Christ. So I've seen it all. But man, we was in the Assembly of God Church, and they was doing deliverance, and they had them trash cans out and demons and people throwing up. I was like, nope, thank you. I want Jesus, but I don't want that. Or the ladies who would sit down most of the service, but then when the Holy Spirit get them, they would roll in the floor and they would hop over chairs. I was like, you weren't doing that when you were with the walker. She got healed and delivered and set free at the same time right there. And so I was just like, Lord, Holy Spirit, I want you, but I don't want that. Or some experience that you've had where you go, Holy Spirit, I want all that you have, but I don't want that. You know, it's not meatloaf. You can't do, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. You can't sit there and be like, I want all that you have, Holy Spirit, but I don't want that. If you want the Holy Spirit, you're going to need to have all of him. Amen. Well, let me say it another way. He needs to have all of you. He needs to have all of you. And the Holy Spirit wants all of you. He wants all of you. And so the truth is, what's it going to be? Holy Spirit, the only way I'm going to be able to really see you, Jesus, the only way I'm going to be able to see you is to receive your spirit. For he's not giving you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. But you also did not receive the spirit of fear, again, to bondage. But you received the spirit of adoption by which you cry out, Abba, Father. How are you going to get to see Jesus if the Holy Spirit doesn't reveal him to you? Not the spirit of, I'm not talking about spirit of fear, because the Bible talks about the spirit of fear. This is what he says. He said, if you have fear, there's no fear in love. And if you have fear, you're not been perfected in love. And he says, but perfect love. Oh, you guys know your scriptures. Go ahead and say it out. Perfect love, cast out all fear. But where are you going to get the perfect love? You have to get it from Jesus, but the Father has perfect love. Jesus has perfect love. So what's it going to be? That's my question to you. What's it going to be? I guess I need to ask it a different way. Who's it going to be? The Holy Spirit.